Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
Hello and welcome to Alive to Thrive. We are talking today with raw artists, natural-born artists. They're emerging artists from the St. Louis region. There's a major event happening tonight at 2720 Cherokee. There's been tons of promotion on Facebook and social media, and I'm excited because I'm actually one of the raw artists myself tonight that will be featured. And with us today to talk a little bit about what's going to be happening tonight and what happens at these events around the country is the event director for tonight. And we're hoping that this call that I'm patching in right now is Sarah. Sarah, are you with us?
Yep, it's me.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I know it's super busy down there setting up and coordinating more than 30 artists. What's the final count for number of artists tonight?
I think we're right exactly at 30, so a good solid 30.
30 artists. And is this your first or second show that you've put together?
This is my 12th.
Your 12th show?
Yes.
So it's been quite a journey, and I know it's also your last one that you're doing with raw artists, so it's sort of a special send-off, and thank you to you, because you've been a quintessential professional all through the process.
Oh, thank you. It's been a crazy year. We've done a lot. It's a pretty ambitious event, so I think that together the whole community is really, really impressed, I think, everybody who was watching.
Now, how did you first get involved? I know Raw Artist is only about 4 years old, and if you've been doing 12 shows in 4 years, I'm sure you've done them in other cities. So how did you first get connected to Raw Artist?
Well, I actually had moved back to St. Louis. I had been working in Los Angeles and New York doing music videos and commercials, and then had a baby, and that lifestyle wasn't very conducive to little ones. So came back to St. Louis, where I'm from, and then just kind of did a random job search, putting in some keywords, and the job came up, and I decided to go for it. And I've only produced shows here in St. Louis, but I've done it throughout the last year. We used to be a monthly event before July turning into a bi-monthly event. So really just kind of the desire to stay connected to creative people and have something that was a little more stable is what kind of drew me to Raw. And, you know, this event will be, like I said, the 12th event. It's been just over a year. It's been amazing. And now onward and upward to new adventures.
And nationally, there's over 90 events and about 15,000 artists that are showcased through these events across the country. Tell us a little bit about what to expect tonight and what happens at a Raw Artist event.
Well, at all events, we showcase 9 different genres. So it's really artists from all walks of life, from film, fashion, music, accessories, hair, makeup, styling, visual arts, photography. It's just kind of every single form genre coming together in one night, and that's true all over the world and all these different locations. The shows, of course, are specific and different depending on the artists that are showcasing. No two shows are ever alike. In this particular event we have tonight, we have an escape artist, which is a big, big first, along with, you know, burlesque, fashion shows, music, bands we've never had before. Our DJ is also resident DJ is also a well-known jazz musician in town, Lamar Harris. He'll be performing as Lamar Harris tonight, which is a big exciting first as well. So the shows are always different, but the nature of grabbing all walks of life and showcasing them is the same.
And so who's on the selection committee to say that someone can participate? I know there's an application process online, and I want to encourage listeners, if you have any artistic talent or know anyone that does, to have them submit their work on rawartist.org for consideration for a future show in whatever city they may live in, because this is national and now it's international. So wherever you're listening, because I do have listeners around the country, you can apply to be part of the show in your town. So how are artists chosen, Sarah?
It's really just by the local director. They really act as kind of a one-person show up until production time, which, as you'll see tonight, there's a whole team of people that come in to make the events happen. But up until event day, it's really just one person that's kind of doing all the coordinating, organizing, selecting. So that local director is the one kind of sorting through the applications and putting together the shows.
So then that would have been you.
Yes.
So we all have you to thank for selecting us. And there's a really wide diversity. I think what I've been impressed about is just, the age range. There's, the youngest is probably, in their 20s? And is there anyone younger than 20?
No, we have probably youngest is right out of college. And then there's that range. I try to also mix, the emerging with some of the more professional. That's something that I do personally. Raw is more focused on kind of the emerging, but I think it's really interesting and exciting to have a mix. And I think that it also kind of raises the bar when a girl a person that's right out of college is beside somebody that's been doing their craft for 20 years. I think that kind of raises the bar for everyone.
Well,
in the room.
And it encourages,
and it just makes for an interesting
not
event.
Only, yeah, it not only encourages collaboration and cross pollination, but it encourages mentoring. I know a friend of mine who is an emerging artist as a photographer. She'll be on the program later in this show segment, Jennifer Barhumi. It was the last day. The deadline was being posted on Facebook, and you mentioned that you were looking for a photographer, and I thought of Jennifer. She has beautiful nature photography of butterflies and nature. And I called her, I'm like, you have to do this, get it in, you have 1 hour, do it. And she did, and she'll be participating tonight, and she is just thrilled. And I think once someone gets into a Raw Artist Show, it encourages them to stretch and to go the extra distance. Instead of maybe a show at an art fair or church or whatever expo someone may participate in, because this is such a creative incubator with so many different types of people participating, I think people are really stretching and trying new things, and I know we are, and we will have some interesting new things that we came up with recently for the show tonight. So what else can be expected? Tell us a little bit about this voting process and the awards that are part of the Raw Artists community.
Well, basically with the awards, this is an event that I'm not going to be producing, but the way that it kind of works is that there's an online voting process that happens for 2 weeks where people are able to vote kind of once a day, every day, for their favorite artist in all of the different 9 genres. And then those are selected or kind of narrowed down to a top 10. A panel of judges then that are local go in, narrow it down to a top 3. And then there's a final event where they're asked to come back, showcase one more time, and then winners from that are selected. And last year, we actually had 2 of the 9 national winners coming out of St. Louis. So I was really, really proud. We really just took it home when it came to nationals, and everybody, I think, was so surprised and delighted. It wasn't LA, it wasn't New York, it wasn't Miami, it was St. Louis that had the majority of the winners. So that was exciting.
Yeah, it's an equal playing field, and everyone has a chance at that. And I know there's a lot of media attention. You've been doing a lot of interviews this past week or two. And tell us who some of the media are that, that have taken an interest and that are coming, that in and of itself is a full-time job just to coordinate media relations. How's that
definitely
been going?
That's always something that I really enjoy doing. I have made kind of great relationships in this town with media, and at this event tonight, let's see, we've got Channel 9. Ruth Azell is going to be coming, producer at Channel 9, and we've actually been pulling together footage for several months on the piece she's doing. It's actually more focused on the Raw Awards and having the majority of winners from last year. She's going to be interviewing them. I've given her footage from the event in LA last year. She's going to come and film and get some footage tonight, so that's exciting because that's part of a larger piece we're doing. And then I've got, Alive is going to be there, Alive Magazine. Deborah Bass from The Post will be there. So we always have a good turnout when it comes to media coverage.
Fantastic. And I mean, it's bittersweet for you. I know, having done events all my life as well, that it's almost like a pregnancy, and then you have this event, and it's you go into painful labor, and then it's over and done with, and there's always sort of a post event blues sort of period. I have found a little post event letdown. Now it's bittersweet because you've been working really hard. You're going to see it through to being an excellent event. And then what happens Monday?
You know what? That's a great question. And you'll just have to follow me on Facebook to find out.
There you go. Mystery to be revealed. Mystery to be revealed. And so many different moving pieces. There's going to be video shooting all day with the artists getting videos made, which is a fantastic benefit and feature for participation. And then set up all day long, and doors open at 7. And are there still tickets available?
There are still tickets available. They're available both online for $15, and then they're $20 at the door. So definitely save yourself that $5 and get them online.
And when does the online sales shut down?
It shuts down at some point today. I've never been clear on the exact time, so I never give it out. I would do it before, before 2. I don't know when the exact time is, to be honest. We're on so many different time zones with Ra. I'm not sure when the actual cutoff is.
And if you're listening and you have a friend that's participating, several of the artists have tickets or access to the discounted tickets, so talk to them. But $15 in advance for 5 hours of entertainment and interactive booth with the artist, talking with the artist, seeing their work up close. There'll be a fashion show. We have a couple of the fashion designers on hold with us to talk about their craft and designing various dresses and working with the models. We have a professional model on hold too to weigh in on that. And then we have some painters is there something about this show that you think is different or unique than past shows, Sarah, that you want to talk about?
I think just knowing, kind of putting out the word, hey, guys, it's my last one. There's such a great, a community. I mean, probably the biggest compliment I can get about the event is it feels like home. That was something that started being said last year and has continued into this year. And I think when people say that, they mean it's just a safe space. Artists that did the shows keep coming back just to be a part of it, just to cheer on the next group, because they know the courage it takes to kind of put yourself out there. And knowing how many of those faces I'm going to see tonight, and that, you know, because the event happens kind of frequently, sometimes people think, oh, I love Rob, but, you know, I've got this going on tonight or whatever. I think tonight everyone's coming, and I think that's what's going to make this event really special, is they know it'll go on. It'll certainly go on. It just won't be quite the same. So everybody that's kind of been a part of it from day one, I think they're all going to be coming out tonight, and the energy, I think, is going to be pretty spectacular because of it.
Oh, and lots of Kleenex, too. Tell us about, quickly, I know you have to get going here soon, but just tell us briefly about the music and entertainment. What kind of music bands will be performing tonight?
Well, we've got three. Like I said, DJ Nooney, who's our resident DJ, is also a jazz musician. He'll be performing tonight with his band as Lamar Harris. So really excited about that. We've got another band coming in, The Pathological Liar, who I've never actually seen them live, but they just sound great. And I've actually saved them for the end because I think they're just that perfect high-energy band that's going to take us on into the after party. So they are going to kind of be wrapping up the night. And then starting the night is a band called The Way Back from Kansas City, who I'm really excited about, because one of the perks to kind of doing Ra is that once you do an event in your hometown, you get to do an event anywhere in the world at any of these other locations. And St. Louis is a real hot spot for artists wanting to come and showcase. So we've got this band from Kansas City, The Way Back, and then we've also got a visual artist coming in from Chicago, so Ben Lane, and excited about both of them. It's always fun to have that new blood and get kind of the outsiders' participation and opinion on what we're doing here in St. Louis.
Wow. And you mentioned that there are these other cities nationally, and on the website rawartist.org, there's a very large green button on the top right that says select a city. And then they are now doing them in Europe, in Paris and London. Is that correct? Can you tell us anything
yeah.
about the international?
You know what? I'm going to know soon. As far as London goes, I actually just set up a girl that did St. Louis back a few months ago, has moved to go to college in London. And she's like, oh, my God, I'd love to use my show and do, you know, do my perk show in London. And so we've kind of set that up. She's going to be going on the 25th for the first time to just see the show and check it out. So she'll be able to tell us firsthand what it was like. And then she'll be doing a showcase there as well in some upcoming months in early 2014.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I have my sights on Paris, so watch out. And I did get
Very
to go to the
cool.
one in Boulder at the end of August, and it was so fascinating. It was very well organized. It's you know, everything is set up perfectly to a T. The artists were really friendly. It was really neat to talk to them about their craft. Some people, it's a second career, as it is for me, you know, sort of a second chapter in my life to finally allow my creativity to come out. And then for some other people, it's, like you said, someone fresh out of college that they're starting, you know, their whole journey in this realm right off the bat, which is great. So big variety in background. I love that there's a lot of racial diversity and artistic talent diversity. I mean, just a lot of diversity is just the key word. And the theme tonight is translations. Is that theme, those themes vary from city to city, or is it just all of this year a lot of the shows are called translations?
To differentiate the shows, because they happen either every month or every other month, depending on what market you're in, they give them different names. So really they're not themes that we have to abide by. They're just a way to differentiate from show to show to show. So all of the events happening this month are called translations worldwide, but by no means do you have to, you know, stick to that when creating work, just a way to kind of separate the shows.
And great sponsorship and support from the businesses. The businesses that host these events generally donate the space or give it to the organization at a very low rate. Is that correct?
Yes, they do.
So a big shout out to 2720 Cherokee for that's a two-story building. I've never been in, and it's large. It's humongous, and so I'm sure they'll be enough room for over 500 people coming tonight. Any other thoughts you'd like to share with us, Sarah, before you have to hop off?
No, just come on out. If you haven't been to an event, it's definitely something to experience. There's nothing quite like it. So I would just say come on out, see it firsthand. It should be a really excellent night.
Excellent. Well, we're going to start talking with some of the artists. Thank you again, Sarah. We'll be seeing you later this afternoon. I'm sure, what's the handle on Twitter for our artists?
You know, I have never made a Twitter. I've done everything
okay.
I've done through Facebook. That was on the to-do list. It didn't happen. But yeah.
Okay. Well, a lot of artists are putting
there,
things,
but
like, I know when I post on Facebook, it automatically goes to my Twitter. So there is certainly lots of social media happening. I've been very impressed with all of that. And there is a Twitter feed for Raw Artists, and it's just @ @RAW_artists. So that's the one for the national organization out of L.A., and you can follow that and be following what's going on in other cities. So make sure you follow them on Twitter and on Facebook. There is a Raw Artists St. Louis page. Like that page. I'm sure there'll be pictures by Monday about this weekend. And some of the artists I know are taking pictures live tonight throughout the evening, and we'll be posting those throughout the night. So thanks, Sarah. We're going to hop over here to Sista Taraji. She is one of the spoken word performing artists speaking, performing tonight, and I've not met her yet. We've been talking on social media, but her name means hope and faith, which is really beautiful. Sista Taraji, how are you? Are you with us today?
I am, and the correct pronunciation is Taraji.
Taraji, I'm sorry. You know, I had it earlier, and then I just blanked. So Taraji, sorry about that. So how did you get to choose that special name?
Well, how I got to choose that special name is that my sister and I have been performing for a number of years, and we used to do storytelling and African drumming and dance in the libraries and the schools. And there was a group of four of us that would work together, and everyone else had a cool name. And here I was just going with my regular name. And so I turned to my sister and I said, "You named everybody else. You got to name me." And so she went on a search of different cultural names and stuff like that. And she found Taraji. And because of what it means, hope or faith, she felt like that fit me perfectly. And so Sister Taraji was born.
I love it. And I love that you tie in unabashedly a spiritual message. And, you know, this network, Greater Good Ministry, is all about positive messaging and lifting people up to their fullest potential, and that we all can be, like you said on your website, seeds of encouragement. I love that. I have a friend that liked to coin planting the seeds of love. And but I like that concept too, planting the seeds of encouragement. So what do you hope to accomplish through your performance in the bigger, you know, your bigger mission here on this planet?
Well, my bigger mission here on this planet is to heal the world one person at a time. Not only am I a poet and spoken word artist, but I'm also a massage therapist here in St. Louis. And I've always had a passion for healing, and I just feel like God gave me different tools to do that with through touch and through my poetry. And I feel like I should I'm here to heal a broken soul. So it's like, if one person in the room is touched in a positive way by something that I'm saying, then that makes everything that much more wonderful.
And so what's been your journey? I mean, I have a lot of guests on this program that talk about overcoming obstacles and challenges. Some have overcome cancer. Some have, for myself, I pulled myself out of the wreckage of a fatal crash where my mother was killed. And but all of us have had our challenges in life. Can you share just a little bit about your story and you know, how you came to being more spiritually aware and open?
Well, I've always been that way from, you know, the time that I was a little kid. But, you know, some things you just, they're inherent in your system already. They're already in your DNA. And what happens is life throws you curves to pretty much test those things out and test your faith out. I can say one of the things that really, really, really tested my faith was when I was pregnant with my youngest daughter, and I got pregnancy-induced high blood pressure. Wasn't aware that I was even having any effects of high blood pressure. And one day I felt weird and went to the emergency room, and basically my blood pressure was 190 over 100. And so they told me that normally people with that high blood pressure, that stroke level or seizure level or, you know, heart attack or something. And I was walking around like everything was normal. So that's one of the things, one thing that had impact in my life. Another thing, and after that, you know, they were telling me that I was going to lose my child, and I could have possibly lost my own life. And my daughter is 13 today. So
wow,
that's one story in my whole life where, you know, God showed up and showed out as he always does.
Where do you get your inspiration now? How do you stay inspired?
I get my inspiration from a whole lot of different places. You know, like most of my inspiration is spiritual, encouragement. I do lots of conscious pieces, you know, just watching the things that happen out here in the world, on this earth. You know, it's not, life is not perfect. I like to give voice to people and things that may not have a voice, you know, because people go through things.
I love that.
People, you know.
That's one of my lines. I say that often, voice for the voiceless, because there's so many marginalized communities that don't have either political power or access to, you know, access to sharing their stories. And I think if all of us just tell our stories and share what's in our heart, and stories are done in the way you're doing it, through spoken word or through art. And often people can say through art what they can't say in words, and or you know what I'm saying. Not in your case, you are saying it through words, but in everyday conversation. And it's hard to be vulnerable in this world. We're taught to stuff it and to hide it and push it away and not let our vulnerability show. And then yet in art, the only way to be good is to actually, the reverse, is to let your vulnerability show and have your passion always front and forefront.
Right.
Well, fantastic. Well, we appreciate you calling in. We're going to take a short station identification break. When we come back, we have a couple of the artists participating tonight for the first time as well. Before you go, do you have another city you think you'll be performing in, or that you want to go to next?
I don't know. I thought about that, but right now I'm enjoying being able to rep St. Louis inside of St. Louis, because and especially since there's not a lot of spoken word artists in St. Louis that have made it to the Raw stage. I think Sarah said I was like the second one. So I'm just enjoying the fact that I'm bringing poetry and spoken word back to the stage again for Raw. And I'm just excited, you know. And as a matter of fact, I'm excited about the fact that I'm able to do both of my artistries tonight, because not only will I be on the stage, I will also have my chair massage set up. So everybody come.
Well, I think all the artists that are getting there early to set up will have to be first in line. So we'll definitely sign me up. I'm going to be the first one over there. That's fantastic. We've all been working very, very hard. So thank you for giving of yourself. Thank you for providing hope and demonstrating your faith through the spoken word, and we look forward to seeing you tonight. And what is your website, so if people want to learn more about you?
Well, the best place to catch up with me is on Facebook, and that would be www.facebook.com. I guess that's a forward slash, and then type in Sister Taraji, SisterTaraji. And if you look me up on Facebook, friend me, tag me into your work, and I'll share all the rest of the stuff that I got going on. I'm also a blog talk radio host, Brenda,
yes,
like you are.
Yeah, I just noticed that today. When is your show? What time is your show?
Well, I'm on the Butterfly Effect Network, and I do every Sunday we do a show called Keeping It Real in the Midnight Hour, which we come on at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and that's our inspirational show. I co-host that with For Real the Poet, and then on Wednesday night we do a fun show called Club Hip Hop, where we do old school hip hop and R&B and, you know, old back in the day music, and both shows allow for the poets and singers to call in and share
awesome.
Their pieces and everything. And so it's an open mic. I will share that information with you on Facebook, and anybody is feel free to call in and enjoy our shows.
Well, I will be introducing you tonight. She's coming, a wonderful person who also does spoken word, and hopefully she can get on one of your shows. Her name is Rabia Ignite Morgan. I'm not sure if you know her.
I'm familiar with her, yes.
She's awesome, and she's coming tonight as a guest, and would love to connect her with you. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you soon. We'll be right back. We're going to – yes, go ahead.
No, I was saying okay, and you have a great day, and thank you for giving us the platform to share on your show.
Okay, thanks a lot. See you soon. All right. We're going to take a short break and station identification. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with more Raw artists. We're broadcasting live from Missouri today, and we'll be at the event tonight, 2720 Cherokee Street. You can still get tickets at rawartist.org. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. Bea Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. You're listening to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser on GGM Radio. And now, back to the show.
Hello, and welcome back to Alive to Thrive. We're talking today about Raw Artists, an event that is sweeping through the country and now going internationally. It's to focus on emerging artistic talent in local communities, and people basically apply online. They get chosen. They get to showcase their work, sometimes for the first time publicly or at least in a very large setting. There's several hundred people coming tonight to the St. Louis event, which is going to be at 2720 Cherokee Street, and there are events all throughout the Midwest and nationally. I got to go to the one in Boulder, Colorado, the end of August. It was very well organized, and hopefully maybe someday I'll get to go to the one in Paris. So with us today is one of the Raw artists. Her name is Jennifer Barhumi. She is a photographer. I've seen her pictures. They're absolutely brilliantly inspired. Butterflies, of course, one of my favorite subjects, and nature, and all kinds of capturing the essence of beauty in the world. Jennifer, hello. Are you with us?
Yes, I am, Brenda. How are you today?
I'm excellent. I know you've been working really hard getting ready for your first Raw Artist show. So what are your expectations for tonight?
To have fun.
To have fun.
And
there you go.
And I plan to be next to you, so I think you said we were going to be rocking the night away.
We are going to be rocking the night away. And there is a two-floor building that will have entertainment on the main level, and most of the artists are on the second level. So, Jennifer, what kind of pictures, or did you do something new and different, to get ready for this show?
Well, I actually have ordered pictures, what would you say, on metal. So that's stepping out from just having them printed on paper and showing them in a frame. So, you know, just the opportunity to sit and see your work in a different element, that's going to be so much fun and just an awesome experience. And, yes, I printed off some butterflies, so we should have some butterflies flying around tonight.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, we have someone else that called in from a 909 area code, and I don't know where that is, so we're going to just pop over and welcome them to the program because there might be an artist that's participating. Hello, caller from 909 area code. Are you one of the artists?
No, I'm not. I just tuned in to listen to the show, so I'm not even yet sure what the show is about. How are
you
today?
Excellent. Well, excellent. You can listen about Raw Artists. It's an event happening around the country, and it's in 90 cities. So if you go to rawartist.org, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a button that says check your local city, and you can see where Raw Artists will be coming to your neck of the woods. Tonight is St. Louis, and also tonight is in San Antonio, Texas. Boston is this weekend. London is on the 25th, and Omaha, Nebraska is on the 26th. So there are Raw Artist events happening several times a week in various cities. This is the season right now for a lot of these shows. They're also going to be in oh, my goodness, is that New Zealand? Wollongong, Wollongong. I think that's New Zealand. Brisbane, that sounds exciting also. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Milwaukee, Seattle, Baltimore, New Orleans, Atlanta. I mean, tons and tons of cities. So we are talking with some of the artists. We have another artist on hold here. I want to patch in. Let's see here. Is this Taronda? Are you with us?
I'm here.
Yay, you made it. Taronda is one of the fashion designers, and she has been sewing to her bare knuckles are falling off. I know she's been sewing 24 hours a day for the past week.
Yes.
So many different beautiful pieces of clothing that I've seen some pictures of. Tell us about how you found out about Raw Artists.
I actually found out, I knew about Raw for, I guess when they first came to St. Louis, I kind of saw advertisements for it, but never had the opportunity to actually go to a Raw event. When I first went to my first one in April, it was to support another fashion designer I know here locally in St. Louis, and it was my first ever Raw event, and I was just so shocked and excited of just the overall energy of the entire event and just the overwhelming support for local independent artists of all types that I just had to be a part of it.
So you have how many models modeling on the runway tonight?
I want to say I have about 9 or 10 that will be modeling.
And I appreciate that you're including our jewelry from Butterfly and Moon Designs. We really appreciate that. And we'll pick out the perfect necklace for every dress, which will be a challenge. You have
yes.
some very unusual designs. And we have one of the models on the line with us and want to say a shout-out to Shanice. Shanice, how did you hear about modeling some of Tahonda's fashions?
I actually saw a post on Facebook that said a casting call, and I was like, oh, great, St. Louis is having another Raw event, and this one's in St. Louis, so I can actually be a part of it. And I went, and she was very pleasant, and she had fruit for me. I love fruit. And it was just a great experience from the start.
Now, you've done some professional modeling in the last couple of years, and very impressive background and beautiful pictures, by the way. What do you think will be different about the Raw Artist event tonight compared to some of the other events you've been part of? Why did you want to be part of Raw?
Well, like you said, Raw is going international, and I feel like if I can, one, help someone get their fashion out, that they can turn around and help me go international one day. and we can, like, build it as a stepping stone for each other and also form a friendship. And I did. I participated in Raw last year, and it was really fun. It kept me up past my bedtime, but I'm not going to complain. But it was really fun, and the fact that I got the chance to do it again, I just feel like I'll meet a lot of people, and the models that I've met with Tronda, they've been very nice so far. So it's been very overwhelming to just meet all the nice people in this industry.
Well, and it is so interesting because there's a gal who I know has done a lot of modeling who will be part of the show tonight too. She works full-time at UPS during the day, and she models on the side. Her name is Mary Enderle, and I wanted to say a shout-out to her because Mary is the one who first told me about Raw Artists, and we were at a professional women's networking event, and she said, you know, you really should apply. She just kept kind of nudging me, and my background has been in marketing and fundraising for nonprofits, and, you know, I have been doing the jewelry a little bit off and on for a couple of years, but I never really took it to the level I'm taking it to now, and it's because, A, my friend encouraged me, B, because of Raw Artists, and then being able to collaborate with a fashion designer is a dream come true. And the two of you, please stay on the line because I want you to meet Patrice Billings. She's the other part of Butterfly and Moon Designs. I've always been drawn to butterflies, and Patrice's nickname was Moon. Thus, we came up with Butterfly and Moon. And, you know, we had very different careers before making the jewelry. She was actually a law enforcement officer, the first female in the country, first female law enforcement officer to fly helicopters, and flew helicopters for 28 years, and then was also on SWAT and was a precision marksman and, you know, handles firearms, and now she's handling jewelry, and she's excellent with the tools and with the wire working and just all the very detailed precision you need to have, dexterity with your hands to make a beautiful piece of jewelry. And Patrice has never, I can honestly say I doubt Patrice has ever been involved with a fashion show in any shape or manner, except maybe flying a helicopter over the location. Patrice, are you on the call, on the line with us?
I am, thanks. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. I never really modeled my flight suit for anybody, but
Well, we think there's a new fashion statement to be made there. But one of the things Patrice had noticed in her research on Amelia Earhart, Amelia, as many people know, was known for her aviation records, but she also had designed a line of clothing and did quite a few other things. But, Patrice, do you fashion yourself a little bit following in Amelia's footsteps?
Absolutely. And besides her being one of my most admired women in history, she reinvented herself all the time. And I feel that's what I'm doing with our jewelry business, is reinventing myself. And not only do I just love working with all of the stones, many of which come from different countries and help to support the women in different nations and Africa and Australia. And it's one of those things that gives me peace and tranquility when I'm working with them and concentrating on creating you know, a lovely piece for somebody to purchase and wear. And, you know, I never thought in a million years, being a police officer, that I would find myself designing and making jewelry, and or that I would even in any way, shape, or form enjoy it. But I do immensely, and it's just something that I can never see myself not doing.
And that is true. We were both type A personalities, go, go, go. And when we started making jewelry, you sort of go into a zone. And I think, Tyrande, I'd like you to address this. You know, when you are designing a piece of clothing, first you're sketching it out on paper probably, but you're seeing the colors and you start looking at the world differently. You start seeing colors in places that might inspire you, different flowers or in nature or something. But how did the process begin for you, Tyrande? Were you doing something else before fashion design?
Yes, I actually, before fashion design, I just had been a working professional like most people. I spent most of my time in human resources. I actually was in the Army Reserve for 8 years and did that and also in human resources. So my background has always been very corporate, but ever since I was a little girl and had my own Barbie dolls, I've always wanted to create clothes. But my mom kind of crushed that dream when I was little, saying, oh, you know, fashion designers don't make money, do something else. So every little creative thing I ever wanted to do, from being a designer to a poet, it was always have a plan B because that won't make you any money. So I kind of suppressed those desires for a very long time, and it wasn't until maybe these last few years that I said, you know what, I realize I'm only, you know, 31 years old, but I don't want to be 41 or 51 or, you know, later down in my later years, wondering what would have happened if I pursued that or this. So now I'm taking the opportunity and pursuing all the things I've ever been interested in, and fashion was one of those things. I actually took my first sewing class maybe a couple of years ago. Till this day, I have still not finished that dress that I did in my sewing
class. That's funny.
But what inspired me to really get my machine revving was my friend, who's also a local artist, R&B artist here in St. Louis, by the name of Sharon Brash. She actually needed an outfit to wear for an event she was doing, and her stylist fell through. So for some odd reason, I came up with the bright idea to make her something, knowing I had never been on a sewing machine or did anything like that ever, and my previous sewing class project was still in the bag.
Wow.
But I said, I'm going to make something for you. And so I got on YouTube, watched 1,000 videos, pulled out my sewing machine, and was confident enough to do that first stitch. And ever since then, I've been hooked. To do this fashion show is like a big, and that was February of this year. So,
wow. So
I am
it shows you
utter
how fast.
Raw artist.
Mm-hmm. It shows you how fast it can happen when you dive in. You know, that your story is so similar to mine in some ways, because, you know, I got those messages too about not pursuing creative interests and, you know, not doing poetry or writing, which was one of my passions, or fashion and jewelry. And it was like, go out and get a job and pay the bills. And, you know, and now I, after 28 years of doing that, working in offices and just not feeling totally fulfilled by that, you know, we are having such a blast doing the jewelry, and we are 50 plus something. And, you know, so it shows at any age you can pursue your dreams. And I think collaboration, we've all touched upon that, how other people have influenced us, and girlfriends and friends have inspired us and nudged us to, you know, take the next step. And we are just so grateful to be able to collaborate with you tonight and with the models, and we're eager to see your dresses. One of the dresses I did see a sneak peek at, what kind of material is that? It looked like brown snakeskin or leather of some sort. It must have been very hard to sew with.
It's a knit stretch fabric, and it has like little pieces of leather forming a pattern on top of the knit. So it's very stretchy and comfortable. Those particular dresses that you saw, I tried on every freaking model we have. They're all different shapes and sizes, and it fit every model like a glove. And I was just, like, so excited.
Well,
like, oh, awesome.
And,
you know?
And I think that's really neat that, you know, in this day and age when there's anorexia and eating disorders and models that are, you know, 12 years old or, you know, starved to death, I mean, that you have fashion for all body sizes and shapes. And I think that is so refreshing, you know, because women come in all shapes. We are not all size 4 or whatever the magazines want us to think of women should be, and that idea of beauty. So has that been hard or, you know, a challenge to design things in different sizes, or has it come easy, and why do you think that's important to show beauty in all its beautiful shapes and curves?
Well, I definitely think it's important to show that everybody is beautiful. Literally, everybody is beautiful. And I've always kind of initially when I got really heavy into design, it was around plus size because those were my clients at the time. Those were the people I was creating for, and I was also creating for myself, and I'm considered plus size in the commercial, you know, ready-to-wear world. So I felt it was only right for me if I'm going to create for myself and make myself feel beautiful and create for others who are curvy, then why not offer that to the world? Now, not to say that I don't cater to those who are considered the right size, but I'm very keen on showing that everybody is beautiful, and you'll definitely see that tonight because all of my models are different shapes and sizes, everywhere from plus size to the small size zero. You know, you're going to see it all. It's not going to be a traditional fashion show because I wanted to showcase my work on literally different bodies. I wanted you to see that regardless if you have a long torso or short torso or you know, a little pudgy area or any of your problem areas, we've pretty much covered them in all the items I have. So that's why I feel confident about what I'm doing. And Upgrade My Diva is more than just, will be more than just clothes. It's an entire movement about women wanting to empower themselves, whether it be through fashion or through educating on particular topics or, you know, volunteer work, anything like that. Every woman deserves an upgrade in their lives in some shape or form, and that's kind of what Upgrade My Diva represents.
I love that, and that's a good segue back to Patrice because she has really devoted her years since retirement to empowering women, having been president of Zonta International, has local clubs all around the country and around the world, and Zonta, Z-O-N-T-A, is all about empowering women and raising money for charities that help women, and Patrice serves on the board of Safe Connections, which is an organization that is working towards ending violence against women and educating about that. But Patrice, how do you think that jewelry, you know, how does wearing something beautiful empower a woman and you know, in terms of self-esteem?
Well, that's a good question. Everybody has a different taste in whether it's clothing or jewelry, and you and I have gone to the extra lengths to design things that everybody may be attracted to, no matter what their taste. So, you know, we've gone from using a lot of chain and industrial type of jewelry for maybe a younger crowd, but I like it myself, being in my 50s, to more fashionable jewelry and elegant for evening wear, to just fun and funky. So, you know, everybody is different. Everybody feels good when they have the things on their bodies that please them, and I think that's one of the things that I get a kick out of the most, is designing things for everybody, and that there's just something in our design line that will fit, you know, anybody's needs. So, but you always feel more empowered when you feel good and look good, and I think we help that. And I'm just jazzed about tonight. You know, it's we're getting close to Christmas, so I think everybody needs to purchase something for their loved ones tonight.
Yeah. Now, what about something new, a new element that you've used in the jewelry this week that, you know, we've done a lot of work with stones and beads from other countries, as you mentioned, and but there was a natural organic. What? Tell us a little bit more about a new little thing that you happen to be a fan of.
Something that, you know, I've always done on nature walks is found feathers from birds, and not only wild birds, but my own cockatoo, white cockatoo bird, she, you know, molts and has these beautiful feathers that just would go to waste if I didn't create something with them. So we have a line of earrings that are made out of not only cockatoo feathers, but wild bird feathers, and I think people will find fun and funky.
Excellent. And that is something new and different, and it'll be fun to see them on some of Tohonda's models tonight. And any other closing thoughts as we wrap up? What kind of impressions you've had with working with Sarah and the groups of other Raw artists and or going to the event in Colorado?
Well, you know, I've found that everybody is just truly a unique individual. Everybody has been just wonderfully friendly and outgoing, and it feels like there's a common bond between everybody. I know I'm really looking forward to showcasing our stuff next to Jennifer Barhomi's exhibits with her pictures and that. I just think that that whole community of artists, no matter what the genre, is an exciting one, and I really look forward to meeting a lot of the people that are showcasing their talents tonight. So I think it's just going to be fun.
Fantastic. And before we wrap up, we'll just do, what is the website for Upgrade Your Diva, Tyronda?
The website is currently under construction, but if they want to find me right now, they can go to facebook.com/upgrademydiva.
Awesome. And Patrice, where can they find pictures of the jewelry?
They can go to Etsy. We have some of our items located there. Also, butterflyandmoon.com will be up and running soon. We're still building that site. And we have a Facebook page, Facebook/ Butterfly and Moon. I don't remember.
Great.
I think it's just Butterfly Moon. Yeah.
Yep, it's just Butterfly Moon. Fantastic. Well, we'll be making videos this afternoon, and those will get posted on Facebook. And want to encourage people to tell your friends it's not too late to get tickets. Go to rawartist.org, order them online. There's about 1 hour left before you can that online ticket sale will shut down, or contact one of the artists. Definitely go to the Raw Artists of St. Louis Facebook page and like it, and just check out, you know, an event in a city near you. If you're not in St. Louis, check out one of the Raw Artists. And we will be all posting like crazy. Starting October 1 will be the awards and the voting online. So all the artists will be rounding up votes for their work and hoping to go to the competition and the awards banquet in Hollywood later this year. So lots is happening. Thanks again to all the artists that called in. Really appreciate that. Alive to Thrive will be back next Friday, 12 noon. Please like our Facebook page, facebook.com/alive2thrive. If you have a guest or someone you'd like to recommend to be on the show, please let me know. I think our guest next week is Rabia Ignite Morgan, who is a performing artist who also does the spoken word. And she is really a lot of fun, and she will be a great interview next Friday on the 27th. Thanks again, everyone. Have a great weekend. Whatever you are, be safe, be kind to others, and tune in. Talk to you later. Thanks a lot.
I am woman, hear me roar. I'm a natural born hero. Raise a child until he's grown. Do it all by myself on my own. I'm a hero, shero.
I am
woman, hear me roar.